Yeah, right.
You know, on that line, as I reflect, it's like people say, oh yeah, they do this, and oh, you find out they steal, or more, oh, Buddhists aren't supposed to do that. But there's something beautiful on it if you can turn it upside down. You know, for me, in saying, in some religious practices, it's like, if you're Christian, I don't hear him saying it's like you're really not supposed to steal. It's not, I mean, I think it says that, and you hear that, but not as often as sometimes being a Buddhist practitioner, how you're really supposed to get it, you know, really be in a positive way, you know, lifted above everything.
Yeah.
And so it's, on one hand, it's token is like, wow, it's beautiful that I have a practice that people are looking at, that my practice really looks greatly to do non-harm.
Yeah.
And yet, you're forgetting that I'm human.
Yeah.
But there's something in that when you look at it that, wow, what is it from this practice that the general population or people or self look at it, that it, you know, placing it in this place that it really tries not to harm other people, which is actually quite wonderful.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's quite true. I mean, there, in generally, say, Buddhism has pretty good PR in the West. I mean, we get good press and we get looked on in a good, you know, a good positive light. And, you know, a lot of it is the newness of it. Yeah, just wait till they really see. Yeah. So that, but I think it can be actually used skillfully in the sense of, yeah, I really want to try to, as best one can, to try to fulfill that, or try to, yeah, you know, sort of like raising one's game, because one has that opportunity. There is an expectation. It can be very helpful.